Hello.
What's up?
Not much. It's up to you.
Not much. What's going on?
Yeah, same shit, different day.
You always say that.
I know. My life's not exciting.
It used to be. I don't know what happened.
I don't either.
You got old.
That's a lot of it.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Not bad. How's things down in sunny old Florida? Is winter over yet?
Oh, winter's over. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back to 90 degrees and humid?
Oh, high 70s, 80s.
High 70s, come on.
Yeah, it's
That's
nice.
winter.
It's been very nice.
Yeah. Been out by the pool?
No.
No?
No.
No, I'm fine.
Water's still a bit cold. It'll be cold till May.
I thought you had a pool heater.
I do, but the owner refuses to fix it.
Oh, okay.
So I've been very tempted about just calling somebody and having them come out to look at it and tell me, like, okay, what would it take?
Right. Because I remember having the t sitting at your house waiting for the guy to show up so that I could go down the list of things that needed to be fixed.
Yes.
So.
Yes. He told me if I used the pool heater, I would need a second mortgage. It's like, don't believe you, and that's my decision, not yours.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, heating shit gets expensive for
It does.
no goddamn good reason.
Right. And it just cools off overnight, so
Right.
not all that efficient,
Yeah,
you know?
we've learned that the hard way. When we moved into our house, it's one of those things is this is only the second house we've ever owned, and there's things that you don't think to ask. And I didn't realize that a heat pump is different than, say, a furnace. So when it gets really cold here, you put the heater on and it doesn't really heat anything. Like, if it drops below 40 degrees, the heat pump is pretty much useless.
Really?
Yeah. So, the first month that it got cold here, you go to work and you set the heat down to like 65, and then when you come home, you bump it up to 70. That kind of thing. Well, with a heat pump, when to get back up to 70, it has to go into this thing called aux heat, which pretty much is these, I guess they're springs that get superheated with electricity and they glow red, and that's how you artificially generate the heat. Well, when that happens, it doubles the amount of electricity that you use. So we had the guy come out because I couldn't figure out how to get this to work right. And it cost me $75 through the warranty company for this dude to come out, and he goes, "Well, everything's working fine. You've never used a heat pump before, have you?" And I said, "No. What is this?" And he goes, "So," and he explains the whole thing to me, and he goes, "So what you need to do is if you want your house to be at 68, you can never go below 66 when you set it back. You always have to go by 2 degrees." So the heat pump is capable enough of jumping up 2 degrees without going into the aux heat. So whenever it's cold, you dump it down to 66, and then when you get home, you push it up to 69. And it can do that and not throw you into like an energy crisis. So, but it'll run more, but it's less expensive, which is really weird. So our first electric bill, when I didn't know how to do everything, was like double what we normally pay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was fucking ridiculous. But so I should be getting the next one any day now. So I'll see how I did with this next, this next thing. But it is a little weird.
Yeah.
The way that it all fucking shakes out. Yeah, it's been an eye-opening experience, this house. We have a brand new dishwasher, which is supposed to be energy efficient.
Yeah.
It runs twice as long as a regular dishwasher, but actually uses less electricity.
Okay.
But nobody tells you that when you buy the house, so I'm like, well, what the fuck's going on? Why is it running for so long? So it's just all that kind of bullshit. Ah, home ownership.
That's right.
But at least I got in before the shit hit the fan.
What shit was that?
Well, you know, the presidency and stuff.
Oh, that's going to be over soon.
I would hate to be trying to buy a house right now.
Well, why? Because they're going to give loans to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
With this new guy, it doesn't matter. They'll give loans to anybody.
At what percentage rate, though?
The dog get a loan.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Why? Dog's credit's not that good?
No.
Oh.
He's a slacker.
Oh, bastard.
He's a slacker. So I had a weird thing tonight at dinner. I thought I'd share it with you.
Yes.
So for the first time, we're sitting at dinner and the kid turns to me and goes, "Daddy, I got a question." And I said, "Okay, what?" She goes, "What happens when you die?"
Well, honey, I'm an atheist, which means I turn to dirt.
So I said, "Where did this come from?" Because usually that's how we get around uncomfortable discussions.
Right.
And she said, "Well, do you turn into a ghost?" And I said, "Well, that really depends on who you talk to." I said, "Some people believe in ghosts, some people don't." And she goes, "What do you believe?" And I said, "I don't believe in ghosts at all." And she goes, "Well, neither do I." I said, "Okay, so then you don't have to worry about it." So I said, "Where did this all come from?" And she goes, "I don't know. They were talking about people dying at school." And I was like, "What the fuck are they talking about at school? That they're talking about death."
Right.
So I said, what? And she goes, "Well, you know, like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, like what, like President's Day is coming up, but they're dead." And I said, "Okay, so are they ghosts?" And I said, "Well, do you believe in ghosts?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, then that answers your question." And out of curiosity, I went, "Well, where do you think you go after you die?" And she did the Southern thing. She goes, "We go up to heaven." And I was like, "Okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to." She's going to find out soon enough what like my beliefs are. So I was like, "Nah,
right,
okay." But it was one of those things. Like I just been waiting. I've been waiting for like these weird discussions.
Could have been worse.
It could have been.
"Daddy, what's a penis for?"
Yeah.
"And why do I have to lick it?"
Stop. That's wrong.
It's coming. It's coming.
No, it's not.
Next week at lunch.
Nope.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was a little
Now,
fucked up.
Does she go to church at all?
She has been. She has been a couple of times with my wife.
Yeah.
She has asked to go.
Okay.
Because she, I guess her friends go.
Yeah.
And they went to the Catholic church one Sunday morning and she asked if I was going and I said, "No, Daddy doesn't go to church." And she never questioned it. But when she came home, I said, "So how was it?" She goes, "Nah, I don't want to do that anymore." And I said, "Well, why?" And she goes, "'Cause it's boring." Okay. So I'm sure that's disheartening to my wife, but whatever.
Hmm.
I mean, she knows what churches are. I mean, we go to the pumpkin patch every year at the one down the street, and she's been to the Catholic church and stuff like that. But
okay.
You know, whatever. Whatever she wants to do. She wants to believe in God, that's fine.
Hmm. So your wife's not one of those Easter Christmas Catholics?
No.
She doesn't go all the time either?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, she's, it's really weird. I mean, she believes in God, but like she feels like Christians are hypocrites.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that.
So she doesn't like to go to church.
Yeah.
But she will go if, like, her mom's here or the kid asks or whatever.
Obligation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's not getting up to go to, like, sunrise service on Easter or whatever the fuck that is.
No.
Midnight Mass on Christmas. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is what you do.
You weirdos.
Hey, whatever.
Could be in bed, sleeping.
Exactly. Because then Santa will come sooner.
That's right. That's right. So did you watch the what the fuck
the
am
event?
I trying to say?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? The mid-season premiere of Walking
yes.
Dead.
Yes.
I was very underwhelmed.
It was okay. There was a lot of exposition they were trying to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't great.
So it starts off with Father Gabriel pretty much ransacking everything that he can.
Yep.
Putting it in a car and driving down the road. And apparently there's somebody else in the car.
Yes.
Who pops up kind of all of a sudden.
Who could it be?
I don't know. They give absolutely no motive whatsoever of why he does it. He writes something in the book.
Right.
In like the inventory book, which instantly sets Rick off to where he thinks he knows he's going.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets surrounded by a bunch of other weirdo, like almost like a kid cult. Like they're all younger.
Right.
And Rick gets this really weird smile on his face and then they cut the black. I'm like, what? Okay. I don't know. It's getting a little weird.
So you don't think that the person in the car was Boots?
No, I mean,
because Boots was there before. Boots was watching somebody with binoculars.
I guess.
Although it's very weird that Father Gabriel was being very cautious about what he was doing, and he was like kneeling down when he was like fueling up the car and stuff, and then all of a sudden there's somebody else in the seat.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna have to really work to explain all this shit.
Yeah,
because it's really kind of out there. I didn't watch Talking Dead because
Hardwick's
getting a little annoying.
I've just stopped watching Talking Dead. It's not worth it.
It's not worth the hour of your time to relive what you just watched?
Yeah, and it's like a daytime talk show now. It's like, you know, throw a couple of black women on it and, you know, and there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. They kept saying that this episode had to do really good numbers.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why they feel like ratings really matter when it comes to The Walking Dead.
Okay.
I mean, people are fucking watching. It's
yeah,
it's not
but what
like,
else is there to watch?
I know, and it's not like AMC is going to cancel it. It's like the biggest show, one of the biggest shows ever. So, I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of like good action. The thing with the two cars running down all the walkers with the steel cable was cool.
It was cool, but I thought it was kind of crappy CG.
It was. It was a really good idea that was executed really poorly.
Yeah.
Which boggles my mind because they had months to work on this.
True.
So I don't know why, but, you know, whatever. But yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, I find it funny. Like, Norman Reedus must have the best part of anybody on that show, because he literally, I think this entire season, has said about 10 lines.
Yeah.
He doesn't really talk. He's just standing around, and he's probably getting paid a shitload of money to do it.
Yeah.
So good for him. But, I mean, he's supposedly everybody's favorite character. He's the Boba Fett of the fucking Walking Dead.
I don't get it. I mean, I could see earlier on and, you know, the whole mystery, and then his creepy brother without an arm shows up. And but it's like, really?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure they know where they're going with the story, but sometimes it feels like filler.
Yes.
And if they're doing filler episodes, then just do less episodes.
Right.
I would rather have less episodes that are really good than have to sit through this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I don't know if I thought that the Saviors coming to town to toss the place really served any purpose other than to show that they're assholes, which we already know.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't find anything because obviously he was not there.
Right. It was mostly just for them to be like, hey, remember us, we're still here.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole episode I thought was just kind of meh. You know, it's like, so I understood the going to Ezekiel, and God, is he like the most pompous ass you've ever met?
Well, yeah.
The king welcomes you to their kingdom. Oh, fuck you. You worked in a goddamn zoo.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They just think that he's eccentric.
Well, duh.
And I love when they walk in and they're all standing at the very back, and Morgan was like, oh, yeah, I didn't tell you about. And Rick's like, the tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that tiger real?
No, it's CG.
I didn't think so. I just didn't feel the CG was that good this week.
No, I mean, which makes me think, like, you know how, like, in Star Trek, they would do episodes where they never left the ship because they were saving money?
Yes, yes.
It felt like, well, just get away with what you can, because we're going to have something bigger coming up down the road that we need those resources for.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, and the whole thing with Carol, it's like, oh, for Christ's sake, get over yourself. She doesn't want to be with us.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
She looks less grandmotherly in this episode, at least.
Yeah.
You know, not sitting by the fire, eating her beef. Meeting her beet cookies.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like there's so many characters that they're having trouble writing for them all now.
Well, they are, and it's just expanding. Well, obviously, by the end of the episode, it's like so expanded compared to what it was.
Yeah.
And it's like, why doesn't somebody just take out that jackass at Hilltop?
Yeah, he would never be in charge in a real apocalypse.
Right.
He'd be the first person that they sacrifice to the goddamn walkers.
Oh, exactly.
He would not be in charge. He would not be making decisions.
And he's still living in the big mansion while everybody else is living in trailers and tents on the property. And
yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, people would be storming that house.
Yeah. Well, and now it seems like some of his people are willing to fight. So I don't understand why they just don't all end up at one central location.
Well, I don't understand why they just don't leave the area.
Right.
Oh, saviors are around? Well, let's go back to fucking Georgia. Well, there's nothing there. Negan's not there.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's going to follow you to fucking Georgia?
Just because.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's fucked up and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I flipped through a little bit of it.
Did you?
Yeah, James Corden kind of wears me out. It's like, okay, so short, pudgy British guy who likes to rap.
Well, so I remember him on Doctor Who, and I guess that was my first experience with him. And then the next thing I had ever heard about him was his show, his late night show.
Yeah.
And then the carpool karaoke shit started. Was he a singer before?
He was a theater performer.
He's a theater. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I knew the dude could sing, but I didn't know if he had had any professional experience.
Yeah. Like his whole opening thing last night, where, you know, he's coming up on the lift and then the lift freezes and you're like, oh, something's wrong. What's going on? Oh my God. You know, typical theme park acting.
Okay.
Where, you know, it's like, oh, something's wrong. Well, I'm going to climb out. And then he walks down a couple of steps and falls through. And it's like, okay, it's all set up.
I mean, the only thing that I really watched from last night's show was the Metallica thing. And that was only because...
I didn't get that far.
Gaga
was in it?
Well, Metallica and Lady Gaga...
Yeah,
and the only reason I watched it was because James Hetfield's mic didn't work for the first half of the song.
Yes, I heard that.
And apparently he got really upset about it.
Oh.
And I watched it and I was like, he doesn't look that upset. He's just singing in the Lady Gaga's mic now. Like, what the fuck?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, she's a hell of a performer. I mean, I'll give her that.
She is. She is. Yeah, a lot of talent.
Yeah.
A lot of people I have no idea who the hell they are.
You mean you weren't standing by for Rapper of the Year or whatever it was?
I so hoped the guy from the Kit Kat commercial got it because, you know, that was my hope.
What Kit Kat commercial?
That's the only thing I know Chance the Rapper from. Is it Kit Kat or is it some, he's from some commercial.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I'll take your word for it because I don't know.
Well, and he doesn't have any albums. He's an internet artist.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So they changed. Yeah, he's in a Kit Kat commercial.
Okay.
They changed the rules to allow internet performers.
Oh, okay. I mean, that, I
don't
that's
remember
good for...
if it was just for if it was just for the rap or no, I guess it was for everything that they would allow streaming performances to be eligible for Grammys.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess is good because they're moving, you know, moving in the right direction with the times and stuff, and but still.
Well, and it's nice that it gives exposure to those people that, like, I'm not saying this dude doesn't work hard at rapping, but, like, there are some talented motherfuckers on YouTube that do songs and shit every week that probably deserve the attention.
Oh, don't none of them stand up to my Beyonce.
Nah, whatever.
My bae.
Your bae?
My bae, looking all hot up there with her Prego tummy sticking out. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that who you were rooting for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who, I guess, only got two awards, and Adele like got everything she was nominated for.
Well, Adele is a hell of a singer.
That's right.
Did Kanye get up and protest?
I don't know if he was there.
Oh. I give up on that jackass.
I did like the comment about President Agent Orange.
Okay.
Which was during the Tribe Called Quest performance. It was how Busta Rhymes referred to him.
Man. Everything's getting so political now.
Well, get used to it.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want to get political, but
yes.
Just for anybody who's not paying attention, the whole thing with the travel ban being overturned by the court.
Uh-huh.
And him saying, "We'll just wait till next week. Things are going to get. You were going to introduce more shit."
Mm-hmm.
This is how fucking fascism starts.
Yes, it is.
This is the very beginning of that. And there was one of our friends, our mutual friends in California, who has become extremely political recently. He put up a video of some little dweeb from the White House who kept screaming about how the courts have no right to take away the power of the president. The president's power is absolute. And it's like, dude, no, it's not.
That's right.
That's the way they're fucking playing. We're in trouble.
Well, they don't. They're idiots. I mean, they are so stupid. They don't know the rules. They don't know what's supposed to be done. You know, openly discussing foreign policy in a restaurant. It's just asinine. And it's like, wasn't there somebody who let him know what protocol was?
Well,
apparently not.
If you're not going to your briefings.
Well, and he's got the Prime Minister of Tokyo and his wife. And where's Trump's wife? Up in New York.
Yeah.
Like, do you not understand that now you work for us, asshole?
No, he doesn't.
This is your job. And you know what? You're fired.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the awkward video of him shaking the dude's hand?
Yes.
And then the dude just like turn around, like giving this look like, can we leave now, please?
Yeah. A culture that has that you don't touch people.
Yeah.
And yet he's hugged by 45. We should not call him by name. We should refer to him as 45.
Why, is he like Voldemort?
Yes. He who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Although I do like Agent Orange.
Agent Orange?
Agent Orange might stick.
Captain Cheeto?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's... This would be a fascinating thing if it wasn't happening in our country.
Yeah.
If the Brexit thing was fascinating to watch, because it wasn't us. And as soon as it became us, it was like, oh, this ain't fun.
Yeah, right?
This ain't fucking cool. What is this horse shit? So, I don't know. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
I'm just waiting for him to be dragged off in cuffs and chains to prison for all this stuff he's doing.
Well,
you know, I mean, God, where do you start? You know, from his mouthpiece telling people on the news to go buy Ivanka's product line.
Well, apparently she got in trouble for that.
Oh, she did. But what are they going to do? Is she fired?
If you believe that, no.
Was she beheaded? Was she staked? Was she burned at the stake?
We could only hope, but no.
No. See, I think it's time to bring back the guillotine. You put a guillotine out in front of the Washington Memorial, out on the concourse there.
Yeah.
And after the first five or six people go through it, they might change their minds.
Yeah, but the right people have to be going through it.
Well, you drag Mitch McConnell, you draw, you know, little Marco. I mean, anybody from the Republican Party would make me happy.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if just the damn Democrats would get a spine. See, the Democrats must be implicated in something in that Russian dossier.
Well,
because why aren't they being more aggressive about this shit?
Well, the problem and the whole stupid shit with DeVos getting nominated to Secretary of Education.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 50-50 vote.
Yes.
Somewhere along the lines, they said, we're not going to be responsible for this. Let's make somebody else decide. And they made Pence decide, who, of course, was going to vote for her to be in there.
Of course.
So I feel like they're all biding their time until the next election cycle comes in.
We're going to have to wait that long?
Well,
holy crap.
Well, I mean, the only saving grace is that their stuff is in, what, 2 years?
Is in the Congress and the Senate. It's 18. Yeah. Yeah.
So, or next year. So hopefully a lot of the Republicans get taken out, Republican or Democrats get put in, and then they can fight as a unified body. I don't know. I don't understand why they don't have backbones with this stuff.
Yeah, see, I don't either. I feel like there's something else that's holding them back, that there's going to be some bombshell. You know, there's video of Hillary having sex with a horse or something.
Well, I mean, she's not coming back, so it's...
No, she's good. She's done.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine if they fucking implicate her in something else, but whatever. I don't know. It's an interesting situation because you see all this news footage of people protesting and people upset. You have Saturday Night Live that is ripping them apart at every turn.
Yep.
But those news outlets and SNL and the people that you see marching are such a small part of the overall makeup of America. And it's all the motherfuckers in the Midwest who don't participate in the marches that, or they go to the Republican shit. They're not watching Saturday Night Live, that think that every fucking thing that Trump says that he hears on Fox News or any of that other bullshit,
right,
that he watches and then turns around and repeats as fact when in truth it's not fact. Those are the people that keep coming out for this shit.
Yeah.
And those are the people that got us into this fucking situation. The people who think he's going to bring fucking coal back.
You know, maybe he should. Maybe he should. Let's destroy West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Ohio just to make a goddamn point.
Hey. I've been through those states. That wouldn't be a big loss.
Yeah. Well, except for Philadelphia.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we'll cordon off Philadelphia with the wall. Yeah.
I mean, he's more worried about fucking Nordstrom's not selling his daughter shit.
Mm-hmm.
And tweeting while he's supposed to be doing his intelligence briefings.
But why isn't somebody stopping that?
That's what I don't understand.
There's got to be somebody who goes, excuse me, I'm in charge of the FBI. You're in violation. We're taking away your Twitter account. We're taking away your cell phone.
That's the thing. I don't understand why it's being allowed to happen. That nobody's fucking stepping up.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's just very disappointing that there's so few people who are really standing up to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Ninth Circuit judge who wouldn't upheld his travel ban, the attorney general that he fired, all the people in the national parks and all those guys.
Right.
But it's not enough. It's really not enough. Somebody needs to start working on the Secret Service and finding out who's really loyal to him and who's not. And then changing the bullets.
Did you see the thing that John Oliver did this past weekend?
I did not.
So John Oliver, who's known to do some wacky shit, was getting on Trump for the things that he's supposed to know as a president that he doesn't know.
Right.
So he has made a series of commercials that have been airing, that started airing this morning on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
During the shows that he, like, everybody knows that Trump watches.
Right.
Where they basically have this old guy that explains things that he should know, like, to him. And, like, just like little public service announcements. And he was like, we're going to play these every day until they tell us we can't do it.
Right.
And it's horrible to say, but, like, that's the shit that people should be doing. Like, let's buy some airtime and be like, during shit that everybody knows he watches, and be like, look, you need to fucking understand. You work for us, motherfucker.
Well, it's like, if you can get 3 million people to march in Washington, why the hell didn't one of you go to the state house?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, it's great. You're holding up all these clever signs. Hasn't done a damn thing.
Yeah.
And signs and peaceful protests are not how this is going to work. Because you're all a bunch of fucking sheep.
Yeah, but at least people are making their
opinions heard.
Well, they're expressing it more than I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but is this just not another Occupy Wall Street?
It doesn't feel that way.
I don't see anything changing.
Baby steps, man.
No. That's the problem. We don't need baby steps.
Well, obviously we do. To get this to work.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, because I wasn't around for, like, the marches on Washington and civil rights movement and all the shit that happened in the 60s and the protests, the Vietnam War and shit like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't around for any of that stuff, but this seems like people are starting to pick up that mantle again and making their voices heard, and they're not.
So we're getting close to another Kent State?
Well, I hope not, but you never know. I don't know. I feel like if Trump has done anything to unify the country, it is unified in the hatred of Trump.
Sure.
And maybe he's okay with that. You know, as long as people are talking to each other and doing whatever, maybe he's okay. He's going to push it until they fucking kick him out.
Yeah.
But at least Americans are talking to each other again. I hate to put a positive spin on him, but I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird fucking time, though.
That it is, my friend. That it is.
I mean, Saturday Night Live is at an all-time high in ratings. Like, the highest in, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
Because of the shit that they're doing. I mean, good for them. I felt like maybe bringing Melissa McCarthy back this week was maybe a little too soon.
Well, I think they're trying to ride us, and I think they were also trying to kind of not let Alec Baldwin be a one-trick pony.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, with him hosting.
Yeah.
But I did like the thing where Spicer says the thing about People's Court.
Yes.
And then the Trump thing was him in at People's Court.
Yes.
Like, I thought that was clever and I thought that was funny. This skit I didn't think was as funny as the last one with Melissa McCarthy.
No.
I thought the thing with her and the Segway was funny.
On the Segway?
Yeah, where the podium was.
The podium. Yeah.
It's, well, whatever they did with that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny, and I thought that was clever, but, like, it's just her screaming at this point. So, I mean, good for them. I'm glad they're not holding back. They're not intimidated. They're just going to say whatever the hell they want to say.
Right.
But I don't know. It wasn't as funny as it's been.
No, and it wasn't that funny of an episode either. The very last skit was just stupid.
What was, like, the very last skit?
It was in a high school gym class, and Alec Baldwin was the coach, and he was trying to get the star athlete to break the school's record for sit-ups, and he can't do it, so the skinny guy gets up and does it, and every time he does a crunch, he farts.
Oh.
Yeah, that was it. That was what you went out on.
Oh.
Okay. The thing, did you see any of it?
I only watched, I watched the Trump thing, I watched the Spicer thing, and I watched, there was, like, where he was, like, a military guy visiting his son.
Yes. No. They talked about, yeah. he was a drill sergeant, and his son was one of the members of the platoon.
Yes,
and
like
he
that.
Kept saying that, you know, there's no special treatment here, and yet he's, you know, giving his son special treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, and at the very end, like, there's somebody here who wants to see you, and it was like his mother or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, eh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was some funny stuff when Pete Davidson interrupted his monologue. He was showing, like, his old footage from him on Saturday Night Live. And Pete Davidson is like, what happened to you? You were hot. And look at you now. You're old. Like, like, when does, like, your whole head just get wider? That was pretty funny. But the rest of it was kind of like, eh. You know, it was, yeah, typical Saturday Night Live. It's incredibly uneven.
Well, that seems to be par for the course, though.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Life goes on.
It does.
Uh-huh. Did you happen to catch Powerless this week?
No, I still haven't watched that show.
Oh, this was, you better watch it quick, because I don't think it's going to be around. Second episode was just as bad as the first.
Okay.
And I even went back and rewatched the first episode.
Did you?
Yeah, it's just not that good.
No, I got turned on to a show on Netflix. Uh-huh. Netflix seems to be where all the good shit's ending up.
Yeah.
It's a show called Santa Clarita Diet.
With Drew Barrymore.
With Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
Do you know what the story is about?
Isn't she a zombie?
Kind of.
Okay. Why don't you share?
Okay. Well. All
Come
right.
On.
Spoilers for anybody who wants to watch this show. So you find out in the beginning that she's a married housewife with Timothy Olyphant. Is that how you say his name?
Olyphant.
Olyphant.
Yeah.
They have a daughter. They're realtors. They live in suburban California in Santa Clarita.
Yep.
And they're showing a house. And all of a sudden, Drew Barrymore goes, "I don't feel well," and projectile vomits onto the carpet. And her husband takes the people out. She goes into the bathroom. He comes back in, and she's puked all over the bathroom. And she's puked out what looks like a little red clump of organ.
Okay.
And they take her home. She's feeling better. And they realize that her heart's not beating anymore. And she's like, "I don't understand what's going on." She cuts her hand and she like pushes on it. And like, it's not blood. It's like this goop that comes out.
Okay.
So they realize that she's not dead. And in order for her to stay active or upright or whatever you want to call it, she needs to start killing and eating fresh bodies.
Okay.
And it's these 10 episodes are about them trying to find people to kill. It's really well done. And it's funny and it's well written. And I've never really liked Timothy Olyphant, whatever the fuck his name is, in anything. Yep. I find him funny in this. Like, it's just really, really well done. I really liked it. I'm not totally through it yet because I'm trying to pace myself, but like it's 10 half hour shows.
Yep.
So it's really easy to watch. You just fucking fly through them.
Hmm.
It was really good. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And somebody was like, "Hey," at work, they were like, "Hey, have you seen this?" And I said, "No, what's it about?" And they were like, "I don't want to tell you. You just need to watch the first episode. And you're either going to watch the rest of it or you're not." And I said, "All right, fair enough." And then I watched it and I was like, "Oh, I got to watch all this now." So it was pretty good.
Huh.
Did you happen to catch Legends of Tomorrow?
Yes.
So they did something that I thought was pretty funny.
Really?
With the opening narration.
Yeah.
Where it was Heat Wave.
Yeah.
And he goes, he starts out and he goes, "Yeah, you've heard all this crap before." And he does the thing. And at the end, he goes, "We're something else. We're legends." And there's a pause. And then he goes, "Right. Who the hell writes this crap?" And then they go into the episode. I was like, all right, so they're aware.
Right.
The writers are aware that what they're doing is not being well received. And they're doing meta shit now. I didn't really care for the episode per se.
Yeah.
But I thought that that was at least funny.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be watching it except that it's on after The Flash.
Right.
And the TV's already on. I'm just going to let it go. But whatever. It is what it is.
Interesting.
I mean, I honestly think that out of the three shows that I watch, because I don't really watch Supergirl.
Right.
I think Arrow's having the strongest year.
Yeah, but I am really excited to see Gorilla City next week.
Well,
or
that's,
this week.
This week? Yes.
Yes.
Yesterday you saw it.
Yes. It was great. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Flash is having their moments, but I don't think it's as good as it had been.
Okay.
I think they're suffering from what Arrow suffered from.
Which was too many flashbacks?
Well, no, they're relying on story points that they don't need to rely on.
Okay.
You know, there doesn't need to be, every year there doesn't need to be an evil speedster.
Well, now, what's his name's daughter is coming back as a speedster.
Yeah, well, that's just to save Harrison Wells.
Yeah. The Harrison Wells. No, wait, which Harrison Wells is this?
This is Earth 2 Harrison Wells.
This is Earth 2, because Earth 1 is dead, right?
Right, right. And HR is from Earth 19.
Right, and he's kind of a ditz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Tom Cavanaugh. I like what he does with his characters, but like the drumstick thing and the weird pork pie hat thing, gotta...
Yeah.
You know, it's just so weird. And I like the fact that the writers have ignored all the shit that they've put in place in previous episodes.
They've been doing that a lot.
So in the beginning of this season, it became clear that HR had technology that could change his face.
Mm-hmm.
So that people saw somebody else. And they make a comment that he goes, he changes his face and he goes, here, I'll leave it like that from now on. But you guys will be able to see me and everybody else will see the other guy. So when the bounty hunter chick from his dimension shows up, she knows it's HR.
Right.
Like, apparently, maybe she can see through it or whatever, but, like, they never call attention to that again.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to the face-swapping technology?
Well, it's kind of like they try something, and if it doesn't catch on, they just kind of sweep it under the carpet.
I guess.
they're not going to pay attention to that. They're not going to pay attention. That's fine.
That shit annoys me. If you're going to write the rules to a universe, fucking hold on to it. Instead, they've gone the complete opposite way, and they write one show that where time travel has one set of rules and another show about time travel that has a completely separate set of rules, but the two don't mix.
I don't know.
It's fucked up, son.
I don't know if they're going to try to keep that corpse alive.
What? Legends?
Legends.
They got renewed for next season, and they're adding another...
I know, and that's... Why?
And they're adding another TV series to the mix.
Yes. Black Lightning or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So who fucking knows now? Like, what their thought process is?
Well, there was a little bit of good news this past week.
Which was?
That there's potential for a reboot of Firefly.
I read this, and I was excited at first.
But then you read it.
But then I read the whole thing. And so basically what happened was the head of Fox was at something, some Hollywood shindig thing. And somebody said, you're bringing back all these old shows. You're bringing back 24 and Prison Break. And is there anything else that you'd want to bring back? And he said, I would love to bring back Firefly with the caveat that Joss Whedon is the one to do it. And then Joss Whedon said, I'm busy.
Yeah.
So whatever hopes there were are dashed. I mean, this would be the perfect time because it seems like most of the cast isn't doing anything.
Well, Alan Tudyk will soon be available.
Right, exactly. Well, he wouldn't even be in it since he died in the movie.
Oh, that's true. Well, what if they bring him back?
Like a clone?
What if it takes place before the movie? Huh?
That would be weird.
Why?
Well, because they can't bring Book back.
Why not?
Because Ron Glass is dead. They're not going to recast him.
Why not?
Because Joss Whedon doesn't work that way.
They could use Tim Meadows. Tim Meadows would be perfect. I'm serious.
I know, but I doubt it. I doubt they would do that. But, I mean, Nathan Fillion isn't really doing anything at the moment. He's guest starring on Modern Family.
I was just going to say, he's been on Modern Family as the much older boyfriend
of
the tramp. Yeah.
So his schedule's probably open. Gina Torres was on a show on, I think, USA or something, but come on.
Yeah. Well, same thing with Jewel State.
Yeah, they could get her back in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Marina Baraka could probably, they could probably find time in her Gotham schedule.
Yeah.
And Summer Glau, come on, Summer Glau's not doing anything.
Yeah. There hasn't been another sci-fi franchise for her to join. Well, wasn't she in... Was she on Arrow?
Yes.
Okay.
She had a short...
Like an image consultant or something.
She had a short stint on Arrow where she was like a double agent for Deathstroke.
Ah, okay.
She infiltrated Queen Consolidated. And then... Like, it turned out that she was, like, a Mirakuru soldier. So, yeah, she's not really doing anything. You get, what's his name, who played her brother back? Sean Marr.
Oh, Sean Marr? Yeah.
I mean, it would be amazing if they were like, let's just do, like, 10 episodes.
They what? Don't... Yeah.
Just as, like... Okay, here's a second movie that's just drawn out. You know, they could do that real easily.
Well, I'm sure you could arrange it to get scheduled in somebody's, you know, if anybody is working in their hiatus.
Well, you could shoot it in the summer.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you could shoot it totally in the summer and have it as like
a 10 or 12 episodes, and you know, maybe it becomes a special event.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, a series.
Yeah, something. I mean, I think it's a wonderful idea. Everybody was wanting to see more Firefly. I think it's cool that Fox is willing to put that out there. But at the end of the day, Joss has been burned by them way too many times.
Yeah.
To ever go back. I mean, it was that, and then it was Dollhouse. Not that Dollhouse was a good show. It had its moments, but it wasn't a great show.
No, it wasn't. And the whole finale where it...
where they jump into the future?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was... Okay. It was visionary, which Joss a lot of times is, because they did two seasons, and the last episode of each season took place in the future, which was a story which they told when they got to the end of the second season. Like, the foresight to be like, well, let's put something there.
Right.
That when we do the second season, we'll build to. That was impressive. But, like, the story itself and the way it kind of... It just wasn't a very good show.
Yeah. Well, it became another one of those shows where you had the overarching... story episodes, and then you had the throwaways.
Yeah, the filler stuff.
The, you know, this week she's going to be the, you know, impersonate an heiress and her, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, yeah.
See, they could pull her into the mix. She doesn't do anything. No. I mean, what has she done lately?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's working.
You think?
Well, let's see. Liza Dushku. She's in something this year called Alois. Eloise?
A-L-O-I-S?
E-L-O-I-S-E.
Eloise.
Eloise. She was in something called Banshee, which is a TV series.
Okay.
She plays She-Hulk on Hulk and the Agents of Smash.
That's the voice.
Yes. Well, I feel like they all do that.
Yeah.
Like, they get to the point where they're like, well, nobody's really hiring me anymore. Let's go do voice work. And then all the voice work people are like, fuck you. She was on Torchwood, Web of Lies.
Ooh.
Whatever the hell that was.
Right.
She did that one episode on The Big Bang Theory.
Did she?
Yeah, she played an FBI agent.
Oh. She didn't play herself on a train?
No. She was in a TV series short called Princess Rap Battle.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Rapunzel and Flynn versus Anna and Kristoff.
Yeah.
Was that a Disney thing?
No. Rap battles are a YouTube kind of thing.
Oh.
And it'll be Disney princesses. It might be Einstein versus somebody there. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the IMDb needs to put like web on some of this shit.
Yeah. Or not seen by many.
Yeah, well. But it looks like she's working as a voice talent now.
Sure.
You know, whatever.
You don't have to wash your hair and put on pants to do that.
That's right. Oh, well. Hopefully one day they'll bring Serenity back in, or Firefly back in some fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they do comic books and shit like that, but something in motion would be good. I'm sure Netflix would love to do a Firefly, like 10 episode.
Oh, sure.
Season where they could just do whatever the fuck they wanted. I'm sure if Joss went to them. I mean, Joss made one of the biggest movies ever.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you give him money to do something for you? I don't know. It's weird shit, but whatever. Oh, well.
So, hey, here's something I bet you didn't know.
What?
Remember that radio program, Monsters of the Midday, which became Monsters of the Morning?
Yes.
Black Bean was on Walking Dead last night.
Was he?
Yes.
What part?
The scene where they arrive at the kingdom.
Okay.
He's one of the guys.
Really?
Yep.
I know that he was in a movie with Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. The one where she steals the dude's...
Oh, the identity thing? Yeah.
He's in the trailer. Like he was like prominently displayed in the trailer. He plays like a gas station attendant or something.
Okay.
But yeah, didn't he leave to pursue his acting career?
I don't know because I don't listen to that show anymore.
Well, yeah, but that was back when I was there.
Oh. I don't remember.
I mean, it amazes me that some of those people are still on the air.
Yeah, well.
But whatever. I still listen to Jim Phillips every once in a while.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do too. Until he does Closest to the Pin. And then I turn it off.
They do a lot of fucking game shows.
Yeah.
Like for the moniker he has of like highest rated talk show of its kind in Florida or whatever. Like there's an awful lot of like, let's do a game show now and let's do this. And it doesn't seem to be as hard hitting as it used to be. Although he's getting old, so.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, good times. All right. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. If you want to get in touch with us, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. All that good shit. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
So you know the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
Nope.
You wouldn't pay a garbanzo to pee on you.